Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregor Manorino, Thursday, September 12th, 2024. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? It's too much, man. We already understand that we are being propagandized to the highest order, and do you know why? I'm going to tell you why. First of all, it's the game. Look here, don't look over there. But it goes way beyond that. People must be kept in a state of confusion, not understanding what's going on, why things are happening the way that they are. Now, today is a clear example of exactly that via what we're hearing from the propaganda ministry itself. Now, I want you to look at this. This is economic news from this morning. This is MarketWatch. Jobless claims edge up 230,000, but still, listen to this part. No sign of rising layoffs. Keep that in mind, because let's move over here to CNBC. Layoffs jump in August while hiring in 2024 is at a historic low. Are you seeing, just look at these two things. Are you seeing what I'm seeing here? It's obviously two polar opposite stories, two polar opposite fantasies, okay, propaganda here. Now let me ask you, because it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. So if jobless claims are going up, and according to this story, no sign of layoffs that are rising, but here we're being told that hiring is at a historic low, how is this number not going to get worse? Make it up, man. Make it up, but it gets better than that too. So with regard to inflation numbers, I don't want to show you again another couple. This is a headline today. Housing costs fuel jump in core U.S. inflation. Now let me read this to you just real quick. The August U.S. Consumer Price Index, the CPI, report revealed the shocking truth, an unexpected uptick in underlying inflation. Wait, hold on a second. Why is it saying in this headline, this is MarketWatch, that inflation is cooling? The wording here is very confusing. It's meant to deceive people. It's people hear the word cooling, like cooling temperatures dropping. Well, they're not dropping. According to this, oh, it gets even better than that. Okay, so let's see. Reveals an unexpected uptick in underlying inflation. Core CPI, which includes food and energy, increased from July. Year over year, 3.2%. But here, again, look at this gleeful, oh, inflation relief. Oh, thank you, mainstream media, because you always tell me the truth. You see what I'm talking about, people? You can't make this stuff up if you try to. Now, let's move forward. So yet again, all right, I'm laughing, but it's pathetic, man. European Central Bank cuts rates again another 25 basis points. If you've noticed what the ECB has been doing here, incremental rate cuts, incremental cuts, small cuts, small cuts, small cuts, small cut. Now, that's exactly what I believe is going to happen here in the United States. And the effect of this is going to be, I can't even underscore this enough, profound across the board. So this is this morning, Reuters. Morning bid, first cut isn't always the deepest. What the Federal Reserve is planning to do, obviously, the European Central Bank, you have to understand, your ECB and the Fed, they work in lockstep. What one does, the other does. And generally, the ECB first. The Fed kind of follows along here. The pathway that we are on is a pathway to absolute destruction here. A deconstruction of the current system, you will know that. A wealth transfer effect on a scale that has literally never been seen before in the history of the world. We're about to see massive, 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 and I cannot underscore that enough, currency devaluation on an epic scale. And obviously, what that comes along with that is artificially suppressed rates. Let's have a look at this. See if you can see that. First of all, at the very top, that's the Dixie, that's the dollar index here, falling off of a cliff. Look at this here. These are the benchmark rates, bond yields on the 10-year yields across the board. You notice anything here? The market is pricing in the biggest, most destructive currency devaluation cycle, an artificially suppressed rate cycle the world has ever seen. Nothing, forget about what happened in 08, people. This is going to make that, I've been telling you, seem like I don't know, a walk through the Central Park on a beautiful summer day eating an ice cream cone. We're being led to the slaughter. And that, look at the glee. Look at the lie here. Lie. Inflation is cooling. No, it's higher. 3.2% year over year. Now, let's look at the MMRI. This is this morning here. I really believe this number, we're going to drop into the yellow. This is going to continue. Again, you're not looking at just squiggly lines if you're brand new here. MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator, free to everybody on this planet. Link in the description of this video. I hope you utilize this tool here. This is what you're seeing here is, again, dollar devaluation. You're seeing the Fed buying the debts, more specifically the 10-year yield, the benchmark. Again, the benchmark is really what's the most important thing here. Where did I put that? Oh, it's right here. Look at what's going on here, man. This is epic. And this is a worldwide phenomenon, what we're seeing here. All the people that are still stuck in their little boxes. This is a United States problem because it's Joe Biden's fault. Or it's Trump's fault because he pulled more debt into existence than both Obama and Biden combined. It's not Trump's fault. It's not Biden's fault. They have no ability to create cash out of nothing. They have no ability to monetize the debt. They have no ability to devalue the currency. Again, inflation is a direct result of monetary policy. Who runs it? Is it run by kings, queens, presidents, and dictators, or maybe monarchs? No. It's run by central banks. But you're not supposed to know that. No blame. No blame can be put on the Federal Reserve or any central bank for that matter. No, they're on the side of angels. You know they are. Because, well, there's no reference to what central banks are doing. Did you hear a peep out of that? Did you hear a single peep during the so-called debate? No, we did hear about Haitians eating, going door to door eating cats and dogs. That's what's really, really important to the people, even though this is a fantasy and it's not happening. But again, no anything here. It's all fake, man. It's a show. You all know that. And what does this tell you and me? What does this tell us here? Okay, that you and I are doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing here. And for my lions, hold your fire. I'm going to tell you again, hold your fire, hold your fire, hold your fire, hold your fire. 6 days. Six more days. That's all I'm asking out of you. Hold your fire. I'm holding my fire as well. Let's see how the market reacts, because I'm telling you right here and right now, the market is pricing in something that has never been seen in the history of the world. With regard to currency devaluation, with regard to artificially suppressed rates here, and this is just going to distort asset prices so much worse than we have now. Excuse me. So we're going to take advantage of this. You know what this means when you're seeing that? Okay. Obviously, the Fed is doing all they can to foster the illusion of course, some kind of prosperity, which has been going on, obviously, since the meltdown of 08 here. There's been no strong economy throughout Obama, throughout Trump, throughout Biden. Look at the money velocity, the rate at which cash moves through an economy. You're not allowed to know these things. You see, these are hidden in plain sight. But if you knew if the general population were aware of this stuff, they would start to ask questions, but they're not allowed to ask questions. They must keep their mouths shut. They don't know what to say because they've been dumbed down. You understand? But not you and me. We have not been dumbed down. We are, really, look, and we're raising awareness, people, on a grand scale here. And it's just going to become more pronounced moving forward. People understand that there is a problem. Even though they're being told that inflation is dropping, although by their own numbers, it is not dropping. Year over year continues to rise higher than expectations. This just takes the cake for me. I really just want to touch on this again. No sign of rising layoffs. Layoffs jump. Well, hiring 24 is at a historic low. People don't know which end is up anymore. And this is a tactic as well. And then what people tend to do, and I've told you the same thing, is they throw their hands up, they surrender, all right, and to the system, because that's what needs to be done here. a dependency on the system. They're creating this as they deconstruct the current system piece by piece. You all know that they, again, presidents have no ability to do this here. It's the central banks that run the entire show. They run the economy. They run the markets, the monetary system, and even the flow of information. People, do you find it? I don't know about you, and I've told you this a million times. When I'm sitting here and I'm cycling through, when I hear a particular story, for example, from, let's say, Fox Business, within a few minutes, and if it catches my ear, if I think it's something interesting, or not just complete other nonsense, then I start flipping and I want to see what the other channels are saying. Virtually at the same time, same wording. As the commentators are reading the script there, they're being told what to say. If they're all being told what to say, it's pretty obvious that's exactly what's happening. That means they're getting their information from a central source. Who is that central source? Duh, we know who it is. It's world control. They control it all. They want their eyes on you. They want to know everything that you're doing. Why do you think that we are one nation or one world under surveillance? We're being surveilled, and they're allowed to do it as well. There's no such thing. In case you didn't know that, you know, the so-called right to privacy, you don't have that right. You think I'm wrong? Look it up. People need to educate themselves. It's the education and knowledge, wisdom. You know, let me tell you something. You know what's worth more than gold, silver, platinum, palladium, commodities, or anything else? Wisdom, knowledge. That's what's worth more than it. Because again, you can't know this stuff, man. You can't know the game that's being played on you. You have to just fall in line as they march you directly into the firehouse. You understand? Into the execution chamber, because that's what's really going on here on a massive scale. And I think most of you probably understand that. What I want to do, what I want you to take away from this particular video, people, is, and I really want you to get your head around this because you need to take action. This is not going to stop. The method, the mechanism behind currency devaluation, which means obviously a lot more inflation, and they're going to tell you that that inflation is coming down. And whoever is selected, understand, this is not an election. This is a selection. We don't have the power. If we had the power to actually change things, they would obviously steal that away from us. We don't have the power to do that. It's a selection. It was a selection last time. It was a selection before that. We haven't had a real election in I don't know how freaking long. Be a selection this time. And whatever thing they, again, stick behind the Resolute Desk, number one, should have traitor tattooed across their forehead, as you know. These are not people that work for you. They work for the central banks. And where's the proof? Where was the question about monetary policy during the so-called debate, which was just a freak show, clown show, two clowns? Where was the question about why both of them are promising you lower rates, which of course means a weaker currency, which is exactly what the Federal Reserve wants? Because they both work for the Federal Reserve. To the highest order. Again, why is it? Tell Greg Mannarino one more time, because Greg isn't too smart. Tell Greg why it is that Trump did it, Biden did it, and Kamala did it, and every freaking president you want to go back as far as you want to go. They'll go to Wall Street first to get vetted. First. Behind closed doors. No minutes. No pictures. It's all in secret. Then they go to you. Understand? I find that revolting. This is we're a free society. What are we free to do? You tell me. Participate in their system. Be marched into the death camps. Because that's what this really is. This has become a prison state. A world, for that matter, here. And you may think you're free, but you're not free. You're being propagandized. You're being told what to think. You're being told what to say, who to hate. You understand? It's too obvious to me. I hope it's just as obvious to you. All right, people, look, I'm going to end this here. I want to hear from you. Anything surprising, shocking to you? Get this stuff out there, people, please. Let people understand what's happening to them, okay? And again, if you can't get through to certain people, let them go. Don't waste any energy on it, all right? These are people that have already chosen their own fate. They're done, All right. They've fallen through the trap doors. You and me, we don't have a single, we know where the trap doors are. We look for them all the time. So this is why we don't fall through them. You understand? It's too simple. It really is. And really, people, honestly, we are being heard. We are making a positive difference in this world. And I don't know about you. In fact, I do know about you. All I want, one day when I step down from this position as the daddy lion, all right, and someone else here carries the torch, because that's exactly what's going to happen. One of you out here is going to do that to keep people aware of what's happening and what's going on to them. We're making a difference. People are getting through. People are waking up. They know something's wrong. They're being propagandized, and they're starting to wake up with absolutely conflicting headlines. They realize it's not real, that there's some other thing very dark going on here. You understand? All right, look, I'm out here. Love all of you from the heart. Please share the video. Please, please do that. I'm counting on you. Get it out there. Thumbs up. Please, give the video a thumbs up. Allows the algorithms to pick it up. And I really am counting on you to do that. Until we meet again, people, 4:05 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. Let's get some more people over there, man. I'm getting around 2,000 for the live stream. Let's double that, man. And that comes down to you guys and girls. You want people to hear this stuff? I want more people to participate. I think it's important, right? I'll see you later. Love you a lot.